Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Kalen Patterson, Midwest Muscle, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. Meshack, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, my brother. How is Chicago?
Oh, it sounds like it. I was just browsing through social media, and I saw something kind of crazy, and it said you're the twin, the natural
what?
Twin of Ronnie Coleman. How does that feel?
I think I saw the YouTube, though. I didn't watch it, but I saw it when I was traveling to Milwaukee. We had a seminar for trainers around Wisconsin. So I didn't watch
mm-hmm.
it. So I just come back home, and my wife is telling me all these comments and positive and negative, but it is what it is. Everybody has got their own opinion.
Well, you know, the thing that I like, and the thing that I love, is the fact that
mm-hmm.
they're paying so much attention to you now. It's not just, you know, the natural athletes that are paying attention. It's the enhanced guys. And I guess they did this same thing to Ryan Doris when all of that happened. And I can remember so many people were just ripping him to shreds. This guy's not natural. This guy, you know, there's no way you can look like that naturally. And it was so funny to me because like then with Brian, I know the
mm-hmm.
background story and all the work that you do to stay natural. And so it's just funny to me to see them saying, you know, what they're saying about you. So it's comical to me.
You see one thing, Kalen, we are all made differently. God made us. We are all in the same image as God, but everybody has got different genetics. I will never look like you. I will never look like Ronnie Coleman. The only person I can look like is myself. So what I've been doing maximum to make sure that I look my best. And I think for people who have been around me so close, know me much better, and whatever anybody can say negative about how I look, I think I don't mind. People who are close to me, like you have seen me, we have been so close, and you see how I work out, and I sometimes feel like maybe photos make me look bigger for some people who have never seen me. Most people don't know that I weigh like 160, 170. Most people think I weigh like 300 or maybe 200 pounds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I weigh less. Sometimes when I'm in clothes, you can't even tell I'm a bodybuilder. But I've been doing this for more than 15 years. So I know how my body look like. I know how to prepare for a contest. So any negative comment, I leave it to God.
Amen to that. Now, there's one thing that I'd like to address, because what you're talking about is
mm-hmm.
something, you know, I said there's the enhanced world, there's the natural
mm-hmm.
world, and then there's the ordinary guy. And it's basically
uh-huh.
a mindset on how far you can go in things. And I think your
mm-hmm.
body is basically showing everyone that it can be
mm-hmm.
achieved naturally. And since this is real talk, let's be honest, you're cutting into
mm-hmm.
a lot of people's business when they're dealing the drug of steroids, and you're basically saying, if you can do this naturally, why would I buy the drugs?
Mm-hmm. You see, I don't know if there is a standard of how a natural bodybuilder should look like. I don't know if there is a standard. I don't know if there is a measurement, like your biceps should not be this size if you're a natural bodybuilder. I don't know if there is something like that. But I've seen people bigger than me in natural bodybuilding. I'm not the biggest guy out there. We have these big guys. I don't know. I don't know if they're just silent or they're not putting themselves out, but they're bigger guys, naturally. I know them, and I'm 100% sure that they're natural, and they're bigger than me. So there is nothing like a measurement to say, oh, because he has got this big bicep, he can't be natural. I've done shows in NPC. It's that federation that doesn't test, but I've competed with them. I've won. I've competed in natural bodybuilding, and I've won. I've done so many shows that have been beaten by people. So I don't see any difference to me.
Well, the thing that I think, because of your humble nature, is that, you know, people can approach you and they can talk to you, but it's shocking, you know, when they learn the degree of work that you're doing and the fact that, you know, you're not using any enhancements. It's got to be quite the culture shock, especially in this day and age when basically steroid use is so common.
Yeah.
And I hate to use the word popular, but to a certain degree, especially in some gyms, it is.
I'm telling you, steroid use is now common, especially in our sport of bodybuilding. I think that's the number one reason why bodybuilding is not in Olympic Games. It's because of steroid. And so being natural, to me, it's my choice. I have friends who I know that they use some kind of growth hormone or maybe some other kind of stuff, but it's their choice. It's their choice. And so me being natural to me, it's my choice. And I always say that with everything that I use to accomplish what people see on social media, I'm ready anytime for somebody to come, stay with me for whatever time to see how I work out, what I eat, and if there is any test, anytime, anywhere, so long as it's something that is 100% okay, then I'm ready for any test. I know everything that goes into my body. That's one thing that I can't tell somebody, oh, I took this thing, but I didn't know. I took this supplement, but I didn't know it has got this and this. Before I buy a supplement to use, I do my own research to make sure that everything that I take is fine with me, and it's my lifestyle. At some point, I will not be competing, and so I don't want to be having health issues after I stop this sport. So to me, being natural, it's my choice. So people will say whatever they want to say, but this is my choice.
Yes, but it's a natural choice. It's a legal choice. Let's not overlook that, because I've always find it comical that people say, you know, like it's an option to be legal or illegal. Because I think that's the one factor that's always dismissed by saying, when we address people that are using illegal drugs, they're not legal. And sit there and say, you know, it's a choice. Okay, then you choose to either be free or basically in prison. That's one heck of a choice, and I don't like that option.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just stay natural.
and you see, one thing that I feel makes some people have this negative comment about how I look is that even the people who use the steroids, they don't come out and tell you they use it. So it's so hard to see if they see somebody who has got a genetic that looks similar to somebody that they think uses steroids, then they assume, oh, okay, this person might be also using the same thing. So it's something that is so hard to tell unless you sit down with somebody, you test somebody, and the results come out saying, okay, this person is clean. That's the only way you can tell this person is not using all kind of banned substances.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
you know,
so,
okay, mm-hmm. This is the thing that has always been great about you. You know, before I was P4P, I
mm-hmm.
remember you came down and you worked out at the gym, and we were doing our workout, and I
yeah.
had some supplements with me, and the first thing
mm-hmm.
you did was grab the bottle and read it
mm-hmm.
to make sure
mm-hmm.
anything I was putting in me was legit. You were doing that for me, not just yourself. And I was kind of blown away
yeah.
by that because you were explaining exactly what was what in what. And I think you were the
yeah.
first one that was explaining about the fillers to me and how crappy, all right, you know, like when you said, if you want creatine, why aren't you just getting
yeah.
creatine? Why are you getting all this mm-hmm. other? And I was just kind of blown away that you were
mm-hmm.
using that kind of detail with something that was for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I know if you're doing that for me, I can only imagine what you
mm-hmm.
were doing for yourself. And then I got to see it firsthand when I came up
mm-hmm.
to visit and see when you were getting ready for breakfast, for your snack
yeah.
and for lunch,
mm-hmm.
how you were basically that detailed and more when you're even dealing with your food prep, you know, and thank God for Ty with
yeah.
her always helping you with that. But still, you're still concerned about all facets of it, not just food,
yeah.
Supplements, but everything.
Yeah, because, you know, in this world nowadays, you know, supplements are not being regulated by FDA. Most of the supplements nowadays, if you don't read carefully, you might get misled and use something that is not healthy to your body. So before you take anything, just make sure that you, because these manufacturers are clever, they will put some ingredient and just twisted them. So if you don't go into details and know exactly what is in the supplement, you might end up using something that is not good. So I take my time to make sure that everything I take is on the table and it's recommended by anybody. Because I know how hard it is to be this steroid. I know how. I think sometimes most people don't understand me because, first of all, to be using steroid, I think you have to be having some money to be able to buy them. And most people don't know me in detail. I don't even have that money. I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So how I don't manufacture them. So sometimes I just laugh at myself. I look around the house and see whatever I use, because I use way less supplement than most people use supplement. I concentrate on what type of food to eat, because all the supplements
mm-hmm.
come from the food we eat. So my main focus is on what food goes into my body. Supplement is supplement. It's just to supplement what we eat. It should not be the
exactly.
main. Yeah, yeah. We should concentrate on what we eat.
And, you know, we're going to sidestep just a little bit because there's something that you can do that a lot
yeah.
of people, you know, they've done it, but it hasn't been in a truthful and honest way. And when you go out to the community and you speak at the different venues and, you know, I know
yeah.
that you spoke at a school recently.
Yeah.
It had to be just really eye-opening for kids to realize that steroids
mm-hmm.
don't have to be a factor in, you know, looking.
Yeah.
like you've been doing some work in the gym.
This is one reason why I decided to be talking to high school kids, because nowadays people look at somebody like me and somebody will tell them, oh, you will never look like Mr. Khan unless you use this and this and this. So I try to go out there, tell them, hey, you can still eat normal food, use this supplement, and get to where you want to be. I even talk to them about creatine. Creatine is a good supplement, but you have to use a certain way so that you don't interfere with your kidney, you don't interfere with your organs. So I do my own research to make sure that whatever I recommend to anybody, I think I've had clients, some clients come to me for advice on, okay, what steroids can they use? And I don't know anything about that. I will recommend a supplement to anybody. All my clients, I direct them to what supplement they should be using. I've never given anybody any kind of bad advice, growth hormone, or any kind of banned substance. Because this is life, man. You should not be taking something bad into your body.
Yes.
You should not.
I wholeheartedely agree.
Yeah.
And what is that? It's easier to educate a child than it is to fix a broken man.
Yeah.
And I think you're doing a great job of that.
Yeah, if it was not my brother who sat down with me when I was 19 years old, when I was starting training, I don't think I will be alive today. But he had some principle that he wanted me to follow in this sport, because this is the sport. This is the only avenue for me to be known, even by you. If it was not bodybuilding, I don't think anybody would have known somebody is in this world called Mishak. But through this this sport, I've made friends who trust me and who believe in me. And so anything that will ruin that relationship, no. I respect people. I respect any other negative comment about me. I don't take it comment, but it's a challenge.
Yeah, you don't get angry.
Yeah, it's a challenge to keep me going. I work extremely hard, and I think everybody works hard, but sometimes I feel like it's genetics. If I look at my brother and I look at myself, sometimes it's like some of it is genetics, but hard work play the bigger role into how I look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have my thing about genetics, and we've spoken on that on a past show, so I'll leave that.
Yeah.
Because like you're saying, without the hard work, you just got genetics. And I've never – that's like saying you got you got three cars and they're all at the car dealership. Then until you start doing the stuff to get that car, then it ain't your car. So genetics is basically a nice-looking car in a car window that you still haven't purchased.
Yeah.
So the work has to be done.
So I think the closest person, my wife, who knows, he makes my meals. She's the one who see me waking at 4 as I go to the gym. I will skip most of activities that friends normally do to just make sure that I go to the gym as I planned. Because when it's come to bodybuilding, I follow my program to the T. I don't mess around. If it's time to go to the gym, I have to go. And that is the principle that I've been doing for more than 15 years now. I know how my body responds to all the exercises, so I will always look my best.
Yes.
If I work hard,
now,
I know how.
But there's one thing I'd like to say, you know, because a lot of people mistake muscle maturity for something else. And that plays a big role, especially in natural body. Well, I'd say almost predominantly in bodybuilding, is actually working the muscle, like you said, until you get it to look like you want, not what everybody says looks good. But there's a certain look to a certain muscle that we can attain, and it looks great, but some people mistake it for drug use.
Yeah, like I was looking at some of the posts I made some times back of how I was looking like in 2000 and how I was looking like 2 years ago. The more you train, the more you look better.
Mm-hmm.
People who have trained for years look much better than the way they started. So muscle maturity also play a big part in how I look now.
And you are quite the impressive specimen, let me tell you. I mean, just looking over some of the pictures as we were getting ready for the show, and I was like, my goodness, you know. And if I remember when we first met, how you looked, and that now you've improved on that, and it's frightening, and I can see why some of the enhanced individuals are a little threatened by it.
Yeah, because when I go to compete and I lose, I come back home and I look around and see where I might have go wrong in terms of preparation and training, and I make improvements so that by the time I go to another contest, I will be looking much better than the previous one. So it's improvement every time. Every time I go to a contest, when I come back, I have to improve on something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you're known for doing is really doing a serious evaluation, asking for all the input, you know, good and bad, to make sure when you do get back on stage, you are bringing your better package than what you had from the previous show.
Because I like this spot. I'm telling you, I'm here today because of this spot. If it was not this spot, I don't think you'd even have known somebody like me. It's through this spot that how I end up being in this country. And maybe some people are not aware that for me to be in this country, every year I have to do some paperwork and some drug testing for the government to allow me to stay longer, extend my visa every year. I have to do all that. I have to go and I have to get tested to make sure that I'm here for the right thing that brought me here, which is to compete in the natural bodybuilding federations. And so I can't compromise that. So,
well, you know, there's a lot of work that has to happen. I agree, and there's a lot that you have to do. And I'm really thankful that you don't take it for granted what's going on, and you haven't abused that right. And, you know, I remember talking to John Parrish. He's the guy that we used to play in Mortal Kombat. And he said, you know, my reputation means much more than any trophy. And he said he's been a natural all his life, and he's so driven that it's almost funny when people question if he'd ever step over. And I put this in air quotes because I think that's just a joke in itself, is to step over to the dark side. It's almost telling you that you're making a bad choice. And he was saying that, you know, no matter what, that's his whole life has been lived as a natural athlete, and he can't even consider something so foolish.
Yeah. This, like I told you earlier, this is my choice. and it will always be my choice. I can't compete in any federation, but I will always be myself. I know who I am. I am on a mission, and that mission is to look my best every time. When I get time to improve on myself, I have so many people that I ask them for advice on what, how to improve on different body parts. So, and it's always a learning process. For you to achieve your best, you have to keep on learning and asking people different advices for you to improve. You can't just improve by just sitting down and maybe use something and expect to look better. You have to work hard.
Yes.
You have to ask different people advices on how to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing, because I know, and you can explain it, but a lot of people just don't have that understanding. I said, in order to be a great teacher, you have to be a great learner.
Yes. This sport is different. This is that's why it's called individual sport. It's you to work hard. A coach will tell you, I want you to do this and do this. But if you can't do it 110%, then you are not going to achieve what the coach is telling you. So you have to make sure that you do it 110% to see the result you expect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you train, and I work with people at my gym, and I can tell you there's people that are ready to hit the ground running, and then there's people that are basically giving me lip service and say they're doing the work, but they're not really doing it at all. And those are the ones that I really have a fear for, because I'm always questioning, you know, if they see the results of the people doing the hard work, but they're not willing to do the hard work, are they willing to take that shortcut basically to start looking like they actually are training at some point? Because honestly, that's what it comes down to, is people basically either saying, I can't achieve this naturally, or it can't be done, period, unless I do something that takes me beyond what I am. And I've always said, either your mind takes you there or a drug does, but something's going to get you past the you're not currently liking.
Yeah, most people don't want to put down the hard work. Most people want a shortcut. Most people want to go to the gym for 45 minutes and be talking to everybody in the gym and expect themselves to look like Meshach. No, it will never happen. You have to put work.
That's a good point.
If you go to the gym, you have to work hard. There is nothing like a shortcut. If you want a shortcut, yes, you can get a shortcut, but I don't think that will be me. To me, shortcut is not there. For you to get the best result, you have to put in the hard work. That's why you see even the people who uses all kind of steroid and whatever, not everybody goes to Olympia and win. You have to put work to look the way you want. By using a steroid, it's not going to make you look like Ronnie Coleman. No. You have to put work to look the best, and then you leave it for the judges to decide. Some people look at me and say, oh, there is no way you can look like Meshach. Yeah, you can't look like me, but if you work hard, you look better. But you have to remember to put the hard work, no shortcut. If you want a shortcut, then it's your life. And the only thing I
let's because you're doing the work that you're doing, and you're talking to the youth, which is a blessing in itself. But you're also pushing yourself, and that takes a lot too. And you've got a wife, and you got a life. And you're doing everything, and you're finding a better way to do about it. And the fact that it's done naturally means that you mentally overcome the obstacles that were basically hindering your progress. And I definitely want to stress that on this episode, because that's something you've constantly done all your life.
is you've mentally overcome the obstacle. Because when you start taking outside influences, the inside doesn't get the work. Like your brain is a muscle as well, and you have to work that before you work any other muscle in your body. So to watch you constantly grow and progress, you literally give hope to so many because you've overcome the things that are basically hindering them as well. As a champion of natural bodybuilding, how does that make you feel? What do you think needs to happen for all of us to start improving in that way and not make it, like you said, a self-centered individual thing? And, you know, how can this sport get even better?
I'm telling you that when I started, we didn't have gyms. We didn't have proper gyms back home in the village. No electricity, no dumbbell. We were just using all kind of things. We'll hang a bag and use it as leg press. We use bricks. Then we graduated to having some. We made our own gym, and as the years goes by, I started improving, and so it's been improving 1 year after the other until I came over here. This process did not start here. I started way back in 2000, and when I started, I was not looking like this. It's something that it's a process. You have to keep on improving on yourself depending on how you look like. You look at yourself and see this area I need to improve. So if you go to the gym and you have all these facilities like the one that we have now here, when I came over here, I was like, wow, there is no excuse here now. The gym is complete. You don't have to worry about maybe doing cardio. There's all machines are there. All the machines are all in the gym. So there is no excuse. So I made most of my progress here because here I can access anything to improve how I look like. They have supplements. They have food around everywhere. But you have to stick to a plan. If you have a coach and the coach tells you, this is what I want you to eat, this is what I want you to eat. If most people don't follow those plans, they have coaches, but they don't follow the programs. They just there and expect themselves to look how the coach wants them to look but at the end of the day. But most people don't want to put the work down.
No.
So I feel sad for most people who don't want to put work and expect to fulfill their dreams. I feel sad for them because in this sport there is no shortcut. If you want a shortcut, there is consequences too.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of health issues that come along with those shortcuts.
When I see a negative comment, I just laugh at myself. I'm like, oh, let them say whatever they want to say because I know who I am. My wife know who I am. The people who are close to me know who I am. Anybody in the gym know who I am. So, and I think sometimes I feel like if God was somewhere close, I think he would be the best judge to tell the whole world who I am. But unfortunately, our God is hiding somewhere, so we can't get the real answers from the local people. So we just leave it to him and let people say whatever they want to say.
Well, I'm going to have to pick on you about the hiding part because God is always out in the open, and you have friends that will basically come to your defense and will not leave you hanging. And, you know, I think when Jesus asked, should we bear our cross alone, we have our own burden, yes, but we are not supposed to walk alone because he's never leaving us alone.
and we all walk together, and I'll hold your hand just like you've held mine, and we'll get through this challenge together. Because, you know, people are going to say bad things, but then there's good people, and we're supposed to say good things. And I think that's what happens a lot, where evil always has the upper hand, is because good people are so afraid to get involved for fear they'll be thrown into the same mess. I'm saying we're already in the same mess, and let's all just defend the truth. You know, I'm not defending Meshach per se. I'm defending the Christ in you that's worked so hard to make sure that you are an elite, natural, competitive, bodybuilding person, individual. I'm defending that, and I will defend that, you know, and to the tooth, where, you know, you do the work. You're supposed to get the good results that you've done from the work. And for anyone to come against that, of course there's supposed to be a stronghold built around you, because you have built up that foundation and the fortification to say this isn't actually Meshach. So yeah, he's not hiding.
Yeah.
This show is happening because we were very alerted by this whole statement that someone would. I mean, the fact that they could say natural, thank God, but the negative comments that follow, you know, that's people that are just running on ignorance, and God bless them. For being ignorant. I mean, I say that not in jest. Because of their ignorance, they can say that, and it's okay. But for the people that know better, we're supposed to speak better, and that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. So it was a good thing that he posted the YouTube video. So for the people who know me, and of course, you, as you know, the guy, he has got followers. And most of his followers are people who are on the other side of bodybuilding. So you can't expect
people
who are on this side, they have to stand up and say, okay, this is what we stand for. And you can still look like this by going through the normal means.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing is, like I said, is, you know, I learned this some time ago. The harder you work your body, the better you're going to look, but the better you're going to feel and be. But if you do it without the drugs, and you teach others to do it without the drugs, you're cutting into somebody's pockets that are selling the drugs. And you know, somebody, when they see people, a person of your stature, they have to say, well, you know, we got to basically nip this in but by speaking against him, and hopefully people will stick to buying the drugs.
Yeah, it's their choice, Kaylin. You can't deny them from using whatever they want. If somebody decides, okay, this is what I want to use, let them go ahead and use. And a natural bodybuilding family, we need to stand firm and say no to drugs. And we have seen some progress. We have seen different federations now coming out and posting on social media on drug testing results and failures. So that is a positive direction that we need to take, so that if you want to compete in natural bodybuilding, you know, you will be knowing that this is going to be a no joke. If somebody is going to take your pee to test, you know you're going to get tested, not just taking pee and your money and that's all. So see some changes that I hope if we athletes stand firm, things will change. Because
yes,
the way I see things going, this year alone I've seen some of more than 10 of my friends jumping to the other side. And this is because they are not confident with how this drug test thing has been going on for more than 10 years, and people, this federation, they need to change. And I think I've seen some changes going on, so I hope everything will be okay. In a few years to come, it's going to take a while, but I feel like natural bodybuilding is changing.
Mm-hmm. And for the better.
Nobody will be called a natural athlete if they are not in a few years
mm-hmm.
to come.
Yeah.
So for the people who work hard to look better, I think I salute them because they are doing their job. They want to look better. All the time, people will have different comments. It's their opinion. Everybody will look different. I will look like Meshach. Martin Daniel will look just like Martin Daniel. Savon will just look like Savon. Ricardo will look like... No, we will never look the same. Everybody has got different genetics. And so you can't expect somebody like me to look like somebody different. So we all hope that no matter how you look, somebody will say something that might not be positive.
It happens. And like you were saying, it's hard to speak well of somebody that's basically doing a life that you basically forsook, especially when it's mm-hmm. when it's for the better. So I don't mind that. But, you know, just like there's posts about, you know, the people that have failed, Leif Anderson actually did a post about a person that didn't. I mean, this is that was highly different as well. And I really give props to Leif for doing that, where he was speaking about somebody
mm-hmm.
that had passed the
mm-hmm.
test. And it was very
mm-hmm.
random because you weren't even competing. And
I
dropped the ball on that. Go ahead.
I was not competing. I was just working at the P4P, my sponsors. I was working at the booth and with my wife and the P4P owners. And then the Leif came to me and he said, "Hey, Meshach, you are a natural bodybuilder. And you have been a member, even though you have never been allowed to compete in DSSC, but we want to do a drug test, a random drug
mm-hmm.
test." And I say, "Oh, now?" And he said, "Yes." And I think my wife, my sponsors, they didn't like the approach. But I wanted to be clear on this drug test issue, and so I think I stood firm and talked to them and told them, "Okay, I want to get myself tested," and I did the test, and after 2 weeks, Vicky from BFSC, he sent me
mm-hmm.
the result, and I was happy because somebody took my pee, and the result came back, and I feel like if DFAC is doing that thing, I think more athletes will be confident into their federation more. So it's a
exactly.
good job that they're doing, and I've seen, I recently saw a different post about a drug test coming out negative, positive, I think. So it's a good start for natural bodybuilders. So
let
people work hard.
And it makes it
let,
so much better.
Yeah,
well,
Meshach,
it's a blessing when you can see that the people that are saying what they're saying are actually doing what they're doing, matching what they
mm-hmm.
say. And that sounds a little crazy,
yeah.
but it's the truth. And I thank you for being that person. Like I said, you're an elite,
mm-hmm.
a natural bodybuilder. So, you know, a lot of people look up to you. I find it so funny when people say they don't want people looking up to them, but they still want the recognition for what they do. I said, then that's par for the course that's going to happen. And you've actually taken that mantle and run with it, because now you're reaching out to the children and making sure that they understand, you know, about the options they have. So I want to thank you, you know, as the show comes to an end, if you have anything you'd like to add.
I just want to thank, first of all, my wife, who will always stand by me in no matter circumstance. This federation, the PNBA, who has they have been my my federation for all these years. DFSC, IFPA, their owners and the promoters. PNBA, they have been they are the people who invited me over here to be able to compete. I've competed in IFPA. I've done few shows in different federations. So to the promoters of natural bodybuilding, I just want you to be united and keep the sport of natural bodybuilding alive. To my sponsors, P4P, to my friends, you know who I am. And
I know. God, I know who you are.
With God, I will always be on a mission to look much better. So.
And you'll actually improve the sport as you go.
The only thing is to expect the better Meshach, a better person than one they saw online.
I know that can happen.
It will happen, because I know the hard work that I put every day into the gym. I don't allow myself to be thrown back because of negative comments. Those comments are all geared toward challenging me into working harder.
Well, I'd almost hate for them to keep making comments like that, but if it's going to bring out a better package than what you're bringing, my goodness, I'm almost willing to.
things are in the kitchen. I'm telling you, people should expect something different coming out. I will not be posting anything about how I look, but I think I will be looking much better the next time you see me. So it's just going to be crazy in a few weeks to come. So I'm in the kitchen.
All right. I know your fans are happy to hear that.
I thank you for making this happen. But still, anybody who believes in me will always believe in me. Who doesn't believe in me, it's their choice. And
yes,
I leave all that to God. He's the one who gives me this strength to be still pushing hard. Without God, I don't think I will be here today. So thanks to him for the strength that I have. I will still be pushing hard as usual.
Well, you've done well, Meshach. It's so far so good. I say that, and all praise to God for the work you do and for the people that you do it for, especially yourself. So thank you so much. Wonderful show as always. Look forward to seeing you on stage again soon. And say hi to Mama Ty, and you know P4P got your back.
I will. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Meshach. And that was Meshach Ocheng. This guy, he's one of the most humble individuals. And if you find the elite natural competitors do share a common bond of being very humble, very hardworking, very driven, and just very focused on where they're going. So, you know, if we can't do anything else but challenge ourselves to be in that realm, we don't have to be like that individual, but just find a way to be that person mentally where you're always challenging yourself, not anyone else, challenging yourself, because if they talk about a Christian walk, and a Christian walk is personal. It's not judgmental of anyone else. It's only judgmental of yourself. How can I get better? How can I improve? How can I be more like Christ? And these are the things that basically transfer right into a gym life, a work life, a relationship, anything, where you're always saying, how can I be better individually, personally, me? The only time you point the finger is saying, I need to be more like a better person that's doing exactly where my goals are aligned. And if you can't do that, then basically shut up, because all you're doing is talking how you feel in your heart, not how others look. You can speak bad of them, but you're only speaking bad of where your heart is driven. So please consider that. Challenge yourself to improve. Don't challenge others to match your negativity, because it doesn't work. And if the person matches your negativity, they were already there anyway. They've just been masking it really, really well. So with all that being said, no supplement spotlight tonight, because this is special edition. And I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday, and we'll have a great show then. Until then, we are